intro. You are listening to the audio production of Extranos, Discovering Grace Outside Myself by Marcus Flame Gray, published by Concordia Publishing House. This book is read by the author, Marcus Flame Gray. Part 1. Beginnings. How the Reformation reached rappers. Under normal circumstances, there is no earthly reason I can possibly think of that would have made the reformer, Martin Luther, a topic of conversation at my church home. Imagine a church body filled with 100% black Americans in the heart of the hood and affiliated with the full gospel denomination, a mix between Baptist and Pentecostal. In that context, the Reformation simply was not at the top of the list of topics. As a 16-year-old Christian, enjoying life and hanging out with my bros at youth night, I remember my youth pastor making mention of this Martin Luther. He told us Martin Luther King Jr. was named after him. For some reason, that little fact stuck with me. At the time, I wasn't all that interested. I do recall thinking something like, oh, that's pretty cool. If I'm honest, I didn't try to store the information in any particular place in my brain, since it had no immediate relevance. Yet, for some reason, I retained it. Later that night, I found myself wondering about the guy Martin Luther King Jr. was named after. I remember my youth pastor saying he was a German man. I thought, Martin Luther is an African-American name. How did a German man get such an African-American name? The inquiry of a 16-year-old. It wasn't until 5 years later that the reformer Martin Luther would again become the subject of conversation. Oh, did I mention that I'm a Christian rapper? After almost losing my life in a tragic car accident as a teenager, I committed my way to the Lord afresh. What happened was this. While I was leaving orientation at a new school, the car I was riding in with a friend and his mom was hit by an 18-wheeler carrying fuel. We were spinning in a 360 down the highway at about 65 miles per hour. Eventually, there was a 12-car pileup. We hit the left shoulder of the highway and the car flipped over. I had to do physical therapy for over a year. It was a pivotal moment in my faith. Although I was raised as a Christian and was baptized around 4 or 5 years old, I hadn't laid hold of my faith in a deep or committed way yet. We'll discuss later in the book how I now view my baptism. But for now, let's think of my dramatic experience as a conversion. After my conversion at 16, I gave up my mainstream rap aspirations and committed my music and my content to strictly Christian doctrine. Christian rap. As a teenager, I thought I invented good Christian rap. That I alone originated this new and innovative genre of music. Now, I was exposed to some Christian rap as a kid. A local ministry once gathered all the addresses in my inner city project building and mailed us all a gospel rap cassette tape. I'll never forget it. On the cover art was plastered two guys and the group name. I thought, well, a church sent it to us. At least I can do God a solid and listen to it. There was only one song on the tape. I put the cassette in my Walkman. I confess, it was one of the worst songs my ears had ever been exposed to. In the spirit of Saul, before his conversion, I took it upon myself to do God's work by leaving the tape outside in the scorching heat so that it could melt over time under the blazing sun. Surely God was pleased. Yet I gave the guys credit for not cursing. Fast forward to my conversion experience at 16 mentioned earlier. Now that I was locked in and serious about my faith, unlike ever before, I knew I could no longer listen to the kind of rap music I was accustomed to. I figured that if I'd be embarrassed to ride around in my car listening to a song that Jesus couldn't rap along with me, then maybe I shouldn't be listening to it. Off to the Christian bookstore I went. A friend of mine who was not a Christian told me about a rap group he saw on MTV that was rapping about Jesus. He mentioned that their name was the Cross.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?